Hi, my name is Gigi Allen. The purpose of this tape is to build you up in three main areas. One, who you are in Christ. Two, what you have in Christ. And three, what you can do in Christ. This tape is based on the Word of God. Throughout it, I have either quoted or paraphrased Scripture. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So your faith will be increased by listening to this tape. You will be strengthened as these truths go from being head knowledge to becoming heart knowledge. I'd like to pray with you before we begin. I ask that God would give to you an understanding of His love, which surpasses knowledge. That He would give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him and His will for you, and that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is who you are in Christ. You are a child of God. You are loved by God. See how great a love the Father has bestowed. He has lavished upon you, that you should be called a child of God. And that is what you are. He has given you power to become a son of God. You are born of God by Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. The old has passed away. All things are new. This is who you are in Christ, a new creation. You are the righteousness of God, made righteous by Jesus. You don't just have righteousness, you were made righteous, just as Jesus was made to be sin on your behalf. You stand righteous before God right now, not because of your works, because of Jesus. Righteousness is a gift from God to you. Instead of just seeing yourself as a sinner, see yourself as God sees you, made righteous by Christ Jesus. Shake off the old man and the old thinking. Put on the new man. You are forgiven. When you confess your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. When you repent, you are forgiven by God. Your sin is blotted out as though it didn't exist. It is not covered as in the Old Testament. It is completely removed by the blood of Jesus. It is as far as the east is from the west. Since God chose to forget your past and remember it no more, be in agreement with Him and choose to remember it no more, to think on it no more. Make a conscious choice to forget the past and press on to the high call of God in Christ Jesus. You are complete in Christ. What does complete mean? According to Webster's Dictionary, whole, entire, finished, thorough, to make whole or perfect, complete. And that's what you are in Christ. You are complete in Christ. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a king and a priest, a royal priesthood. You are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. You are an heir, a royal heir to the kingdom of God, a joint heir with Jesus. You are a saint. You are not of this world. You are a citizen of heaven. You have been raised up, and you sit in heavenly places in Christ. You are one with Jesus. You are of the same Spirit. You are made in the image of God. You are made in the image of God. You are in unity. You are in His love. You are a member of the body of Christ. You are accepted and significant. You are important. your role in the body of Christ is important. You are a sweet aroma, a sweet fragrance of Christ to God. You are salt and light. You are a friend to Jesus. You are His witness. You are anointed to bear fruit. You are a purchased possession. You belong to God. It is not you that lives, but Christ that lives in you. You are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. When you walk into a room, God walks in with you, because His Spirit dwells in you. You are a vessel carrying the presence of God. And in that you carry the love of God, the power of God, the faith of God, and the joy of God. When you walk into a room, that is what you bring with you. You bring God with you. You bring His presence with you. You bring His love with you. You overflow with the love of God and the presence of God and the joy of God. This is who He created you to be. This is how He created you to walk, in His love, with it flowing out of you. You walk in with God when you walk into a room. You are His representative on this earth. And everywhere you go, He goes with you. Now let's summarize. This is who you are in Christ. You are born of God. You are a new creation, a brand new creation. You are made righteous. You are in right standing. You are forgiven. You are complete. You are complete. You are a royal priesthood. You are royalty, a royal priesthood in the kingdom of God. You are an heir, a joint heir with Jesus. You are a saint, a citizen of heaven. Right now, you're a citizen of heaven. You are a sweet aroma of Christ to God. You are salt and light. You are pleasing in the sight of God. He sees you through Christ. You represent His truth. You are His witness. You are a co-worker with God. You are the temple of God. When you walk into a room, you walk in with God. You are anointed to bear fruit. And with Christ dwelling in you through the power of the Holy Spirit, you bear fruit. So forget what lies behind and press on to the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Press on. This is who you are in Christ. Press on. This is what you have in Christ. You have salvation. You have Jesus as your Savior, your Lord, your Advocate, your go-between, your Redeemer, your brother, and friend. You have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus is not only your Savior, He's your brother. Jesus is your friend. You have God as your Father. You have His love. You have security in His love. Nothing can separate you from His love. No one can take you out of His hand. You have His love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Love never fails. You have love in your heart for others. The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. You have the ability to draw on that love so that you can love your neighbor as yourself. It's by this love that all men know that you are a disciple of Christ. It's by the love of God, and He has already put that in your heart. You have the Holy Spirit. He is your comforter. He is the Spirit of truth, and He guides you into all the truth. You have Him dwelling on the inside of you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the greater one living on the inside. the greater one. You have the power of God by the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the written word of God. It is full of promises, and he watches over his word to perform it for you. The word of God stands forever. His words are life, health, and truth. You have God working in you for your good. He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. You have God causing all things to work together for good to those that love him and that are called according to his purpose. You have blessings and gifts and promises from God. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That's past tense. Have been blessed. You have been blessed in Christ. You have an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Surely you have goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. You have strength and peace. The Lord is the strength of your life. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You have strength and joy in Christ. You have all sufficiency in all things. God is your provider. God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for you, surely with him will freely give you all things. Your God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He gives you the desires of your heart. You have a good God. You also have the ability to talk to God, your Father, through prayer in the name of Jesus, anytime you want to, day or night. He does not sleep. He is always available for you. Anytime you want to talk to him, you can talk to him. Anytime you want to pray, you can pray. He's always there for you. You give him joy when you go to him in prayer. You have access to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in the time of need. You have the gift of a heavenly prayer language, where you can pray with your understanding and you can pray in the Spirit. You have the ability to pray for individuals and nations. You have the ability to move mountains and change circumstances. You have faith in God. You can speak to the mountain and say, "Be taken up and cast into the sea." And without doubting in your heart, believe that what you say is going to happen, and it shall be granted you. Therefore, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they shall be granted you. That's what he's given you. That's the authority he's given you. With the power of your words, you have the ability to speak to the mountain and tell it to move. There is nothing that stands in your way. There is nothing that stands before you that can stop you from fulfilling the call of God in your life. He has given you everything that you need to fulfill the call of God on your life. He has given you everything that you need. Your words are powerful. You have authority with your words. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. You can speak words of life that will change circumstances, that will change your life and change the lives of the people around you to be a blessing to them. You have been redeemed from the curse of the law because of Christ. Because Christ took it for you. You have been redeemed from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. In Christ, you have eternal life, you have health, and you have prosperity. You have freedom with finances. Jesus took your sin, and he took sickness also on your behalf. By his stripes you were healed. Himself bore your sicknesses and carried away your diseases. That is past tense, meaning he has already done it for you. He is a good, loving Father. It is his will that you be in perfect health. A loving father would not put sickness on his children. Sickness is from the devil, but God has given you authority over the devil and sickness in the name of Jesus. You have power in the name of Jesus. You have authority in the name of Jesus. You have power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You were given power when the Holy Spirit came upon you, and you are a witness for Jesus. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You have received an anointing from him that abides in you. Right now, you have an anointing from God, and it abides in you. It has already been given to you. This is what you have right now in Christ. You have an anointing now. It abides in you now. God has anointed you. You have a holy calling. In summary, let's look at what you have in Christ. You have love. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You have prayer, power, authority. You have blessings and gifts and promises. You have his holy written word. You have his grace and his mercy. You have strength and peace. You have joy, his overflowing joy. You have provision and abundance. You have health and life. You have an anointing. You have a holy calling. Right now, you have an anointing from God that abides in you. In Christ, you have access to all that you need or want. You have the greater one living on the inside. You have God at work in you. You have God working for you right now. This is what you can do with Christ. With God, all things are possible. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. How many things? All things. All things. You can do all things. Nothing is impossible for those that know God. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. The vision he gave you is not too big. The dream he gave you is not too big. And the heart's desire that he gave you, it is not too big for God. You love and serve a mighty God. Remember, he has given you an abundance for every good deed. You have an abundance. An abundance of what? You have an abundance of strength, an abundance of time, an abundance of energy, an abundance of finances, an abundance of wisdom, an abundance of help. By faith in Christ you do, because he said that he has given you an abundance for every good deed. You have God, the creator of the universe, working on your behalf right now. With God, all things are possible. You can pray. If you ask him, he will change your circumstances. He will change your situation. He will put you on top. He will make you a success, and whatever you put your hand to will prosper. Thanks be to God, which gives you the victory through your Lord Jesus Christ. You have the victory. You are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. You are more than a conqueror. You overwhelmingly conquer through him that loved you. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes you to triumph in Christ. You always triumph. Not sometimes, every time. God always causes you to triumph in Christ. Always. You always triumph. Your dream will come to pass. It will happen. God gives you the victory. He causes you to triumph in Christ. If you want to write, write. If you want to sing, sing. If you want to plant, plant. If you want to preach, preach. You reign in life by one Jesus Christ. God has chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in Jesus' name, He will give it to you. You are chosen by God, ordained by God to bring forth fruit. You have a holy calling, and the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance, irrevocable. He does not and will not take them back, no matter what. So press on to the high call of God in Christ Jesus. You can fulfill the call of God on your life. You can do it in Christ. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. You are an overcomer. You have overcome the evil one, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you're growing in faith right now as you're listening to this tape, because you are hearing the word of God, and your faith is increased. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained, that you should walk in them. He has good plans for your life. He has chosen you and ordained you to bring forth fruit. You are his representative on this earth. You have the ministry of reconciliation, the responsibility to tell others the good news that Jesus is Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to the Father but through him. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You are called with a holy calling, not according to your works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given you in Christ Jesus. All power was given unto Jesus in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever Jesus has commanded you, and lo, he is with you always. In Christ, you can go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All the world includes your next-door neighbor and your co-worker, your family, your friends, this nation, and other nations. In conclusion, this is what you can do in Christ. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. All things. All things are possible to you. All things. That dream that's in your heart is possible for you to accomplish with Christ in you. You can accomplish your dream. You can do it. You can fulfill the call of God on your life with Christ. You can do it. He has given you the victory. He has caused you to triumph. You have the victory. You reign in life by Jesus Christ. So press on to the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Press on. Press on.